Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Ray Charles is singing about it, but Jennifer Carrazzo and the Sugar Bear Foundation is actually doing it, and you could be a part of what they're doing, hitting the road and getting moving. So, Jennifer, first of all, no stranger to All Marine Radio. Thanks for coming back on.
Oh, thanks for having me. I always appreciate receiving those messages from you with the invitation to come on, so thank you.
No. First of all, we have to tell everybody who you are and what you do. So tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Okay, so I'm a Gold Star wife and the chairman of the Sugar Bear Foundation. Sugar Bear Foundation was formed in honor of my late husband 3 years ago. Mario made the ultimate sacrifice in Afghanistan. He was a Cobra pilot. And on July 22nd, 2010, he and Major James Weiss were shot down during combat operations. And he had almost 20 years of service flying. Marine, obviously, loved what he was doing. We loved our lifestyle. We were living the dream here in Southern California. And I was very blessed to be by his side for 20 years to watch him achieve almost all of his dreams there, flying and serving in the Marine Corps.
And so when did you start the foundation?
It's been 3 years now. I had an opportunity 3 years ago to form the foundation. We were very fortunate working with a couple attorneys. We formed in 6 weeks. I think I have the best board ever. They're three Marines, all flew with Mario, all combat veterans. I always joke and I say they were a good friend to him, but even better friend to me. They jumped right on board, didn't even have to give my elevator speech or anything. And just very, very fortunate to have their insight and to have their desire to continue to give back and to help me with this and all of our endeavors.
All right, so tell everybody, the way you guys do what you do is pretty unique. Tell everybody how you go about, first of all, talk about the mission of the Sugar Bear Foundation, and then make everybody smart about how you guys go about doing what you do, because it is a little bit different.
Well, so the idea here was sort of twofold. One, it was to raise awareness for Gold Star families, primarily Gold Star spouses and their children. I was going to do what I knew, and obviously I understood the challenges, the struggles that Gold Star spouses face along with their children. I'm a mom. I have two children, which are they're growing up quickly, but they're still my kids. But the idea here was to raise awareness for Gold Star families, as well as continue Mario's legacy of service, to continue doing what he set out to do. And so in the 3 years that we formed, initially we were helping other foundations raise money. I knew a lot of organizations out there that were doing an incredible job and really providing some amazing services and opportunities for families. Along the way, though, we started receiving some really great opportunities ourselves, and I wanted to expand the mission. And Mario was a real advocate of education, as am I. I have my master's in history, and I've taught from middle school through the college level. And so first opportunity we received 6 months out was for a scholarship for local Gold Star students. And the company that we're working with is amazing, RF Lambda. And they've been just so great. They first came to us with the opportunity for the scholarship, and then they came back and said, well, what else can we do? And you know me. I'm not shy, and I'm always thinking, and I know where I want us to go, and I know the direction of things that I wanted to do. So I said, well, how about an internship program and to incorporate some STEM programs as well for younger Gold Star children? They said, right on. They were with us. They loved it. And so we just started our first internship program with a local Gold Star student, and we are launching what we're calling our Science Sunday program for Gold Star students September 1st. And so we've just had a bunch of unique experiences to come our way, and I've accepted them. As long as it's going to help expand the mission and go in the direction I want, then, you know, we've been on board with it. So our focus now primarily is education, financial, and with career initiatives, so that we can really help these families kind of redirect their lives after what they've gone through, and to help hopefully make that path a little bit easier. We also have an amazing partnership with the Marine Corps Recruit Depot here in San Diego. They had came to me about 2 years ago wanting to start a Gold Star program, and I met with them and kind of gave them my insight and my take on things, and it was just an instant connection. And next thing I knew, they came back and asked me if we would want to partner with them. And so it's just been a phenomenal experience working with them and being able to really have a real advocacy here in San Diego, and to really help families with some of the same concepts with education and with career. And so we've been doing some just amazing work with them and initiating programs. And so very fortunate for the opportunities we've received and the people that have come along the way.
You know, it's one thing, talk about being a Gold Star family. Because it's more than simply what's happened to you, right? I mean, you're the mother and dare I say father of two teenagers, and money is one thing, right? Opportunities and people that open doors and how do I say open doors to life-changing, right, events that hopefully propel people to different places.
Yes.
Obviously that's something, and education is certainly that, but internships are as well. I mean, these are gateways into a greater life. But talk to us about that. What, I mean, of all the plethora of things that you could choose to seize upon as a Gold Star advocate, as a Gold Star wife, as a Gold Star mother, why do you feel those are so important and so powerful?
Well, because, I mean, our lives have drastically changed. The path of my life changed when I got that infamous knock at the door. We received, my children and I, and because of Mario's career and the connections he had made, and he told me this, you and I have discussed this before, but he told me that if he didn't make it back, we would be fine, that the Marines would take care of us. And, you know, that moment and that type of a conversation, what are you talking about? But I knew instantly when it all happened that he was right. And we have. And one of the main reasons that we've been able to receive these opportunities and all the support and everything that we have received is because of the connections and the men and the women he served with. They've been opening doors for me with this foundation. And so my life changed, obviously, drastically when he was killed, but it also went down a very different path, one that I can say now I'm exceedingly happy. I never would have envisioned myself running a foundation and doing the things that I'm doing, but in the course of all of this, I have a brand new life. I have a brand new existence, one that brings me so much happiness and joy, and one that I'm able to give back.
Okay, let me stop you right there. First of all, I'm going to do my post-traumatic warning thing July 17th and 18th at the Recruit Depot in San Diego.
I'm happy to hear that. Finally, right. You're getting down there. I'm happy.
But I want you to come to it. I mean, it's going to.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to do it four times, I think, over the course of the 2 days. But, you know,
That's awesome.
You're talking about, you personify it, right?
Yeah.
And what I talk about in post-traumatic winning is that trauma, when it enters your life, is like a hand grenade going off in a room, and not like the one you see in the movies, but a real one. There's dust and debris everywhere, and you can't see. And that's what I feel like when trauma comes towards you. This is what happens, and it's so confusing, and you don't know what's going on. You don't know that in the back of that room, right, and in the corner, there's a door, and you use the exact words that I use, that leads you to a life that you can't imagine. Now, none of us want, would really care, you know, would never want to live that life, because none of us wants this, these things that happen to us in our lives. But
sure,
they are not a dead end. They're not a black alley. That I'm sure, Jennifer, you look at your life now and say, I would trade this in a nanosecond to have Mario back. And there's no question about that. But
would kill.
But
would kill to have him back.
Right. But I can't change that. And the goodness that I've leveraged his sacrifice into does nothing but make my heart grow. And I could have never believed that those words could come out of my mouth in the aftermath of that tragedy. But it's amazing, because you are one of the people that lives it and is such a great example to other people, right? That look, if that's why I tell people, you got to learn to be a trauma guide. You've got to learn to stick your hand out, and you've got to learn to say, hey, can I talk to you? Because there's so many people out there that are hurting so badly, and they don't know how to get through it. And they're trying to get through it, but they can't get away from it. And when you look at them and say, it's okay, you're never going to get over it. The look of relief on their face that you would normally think would be, God, how are they going to react when they hear that? It's a look of relief. There's nothing wrong with you. You don't get over these things. But you can live and you can do great things, and we want to help you do that. So I just want to say, you've got to come. At some point, you're going to get a speaking part of this thing. Because, and the message just isn't for us in the military. It's for everybody that lives through it. And I think you're an awesome example of all of that.
Oh, thank you. But it goes back to what you just said. I mean, and people would say that to me. They're like, you know, you'll get through it. You'll get to the other side. And I just would sit there, you know, honestly with a stupid smile plastered on my face, like, okay. And it wasn't until I started getting involved, I found my niche. I didn't set out to do this. Right. I honest to God, you know, my kids were 7 and 9 at the time, and I thought, how am I going to raise them with the same quality? And I don't mean by quality of life, I don't mean give them things, but, you know, how are they still going to have, you know, that Warden June, Leave It to Beaver type scenario. Right. That's what my husband and I were carving out for them. That's what we had planned. That's what we envisioned to give them, was just that solid, you know, home life, family vacations, all that. And so it was like, how am I supposed to do this now? And I was blessed. You know, my mom and dad were here, so many friends, all of it. I mean, you know, I already had my education and everything, but it was like, how am I supposed to do this now? And slowly but surely, it just started happening. And my son actually said to me once, but shortly after Mario was killed, I said to him one night, just an honest conversation, I said, Mommy's just trying her best, you know, just to do this all on my own. And his 9-year-old looking up at me, and he goes, Mommy, you've already been doing it. Daddy was gone all the time. And I just, you know, like, broke my heart to hear that. But then I thought, well, no, he's right. Mario was gone a lot. But once I found my niche in doing this, and it was bringing me great satisfaction.
Can you describe the Grinch moment that I tell people about, you know, in when the Grinch's heart grows and when you touch the lives of other people, how that, like, can anything reduce the pain of losing your husband?
No. And if and you just, you learn to manage it.
Right.
You learn to manage it.
But I tell people that Memorial Day for me doesn't hurt as bad anymore because of the positive effect that I've had touching the lives of other people. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does to me too. I can you know, Memorial Day, and then Mario's birthday is right there. It's the 25th. And I don't really get sad anymore. Instead, I look back on all the good memories. And then I look at how what the guys and I are doing now in his name. And I don't want to sound callous towards my late husband, but I don't really get sad anymore, because I think, wow, he did all this, and he died doing what he loved. And we're continuing, you know, his legacy is going on. It, one thing, people always say to me, like, we're not going to forget your husband. I'm like, it's never been about forgetting him, but it's about continuing to do what he wanted to do. Because I know that there was still so much more in him, so much more that he wanted to do, and so much more that was possible. for him. And so that's for me Miss Bell. But I get that. It's like, to me, there's not that sadness there. But I miss him. I mean, it's more about missing him.
Well, no, and it's not like they're competing emotions either. But to me, the message, though, to people who you know, people say time heals all wounds. No, it doesn't.
No.
You know, but so you need to hang out with people like Jennifer and me that will look at you and tell you the truth. But people live like that, and they go to therapists, and they say, I just can't deal with it. Like, what do you mean you're going to deal with it for the rest of your life? What? What are you talking about? It's not going to go away ever. There's going to be, you know, like, how do you forget Mario, right? I mean, there's going to be songs and places you went and restaurants and things your kids say and the way your son looks physically and the way your daughter looks physically. I mean, how do you – and the answer to people that go through trauma is that's okay, and it's okay to hurt, and it's okay to feel damaged. But just know this, there's other people that can truly benefit from your wisdom, right? And the truth that we learn as we do these things. And
it gives you a whole new perspective on life. I have a vastly different outlook on life now than I did.
Explain that.
Well, like I always say, like, Mario didn't sweat the small stuff. And now, and I used to be, and I still, I mean, occasionally I get stressed out or whatever, but I used to stress over everything, and just, you know, the woman that maybe was rude to me at Starbucks or, you know, something like that. Now I just, like, now I look at, if there is a situation where maybe somebody is rude to me or you can tell something's wrong, I'm like, you don't know what her day is entailing. And that's something I'm really, and you talked about this a few minutes ago, you don't really know what's going on in people's lives. And you need to be mindful of that. And I never really was before. And that's a lesson now that I've tried to teach my kids, is that you don't know what's going on in their daily life, what struggles they have, or what their home life is like. So maybe someone comes across as not so friendly or not so warm to you. You know, let it go. Don't focus on that. You know, instead maybe be a little bit nicer to them. Because you just don't know what people are dealing with, and I think people forget that. And so for me, I just have a, you know, I don't really worry about those little minute details anymore, and I try not to stress. I'm like, I'm here, I'm healthy, I'm with my kids, you know, we have a good life. I kind of have a mental checklist in my head. It's like, I'm not going to sit here and stress about these, you know, things you can't change or, again, minute little details that really aren't going to make a difference at the end of the day. And that was Mario's outlook, and I've just sort of adopted that as a result of losing him and losing him so young in life.
Jennifer Carrazzo, our guest here on a Monday, and we did not intend to get into an impromptu discussion of what post-traumatic winning is, but this is what it looks like. When trauma comes into your life, there's no way you can ever imagine that there is some kind of brightness that's associated with it. But the only thing, you know, you can do is play it forward. And if you're willing to use, you know, what you learn and touch other people, you know, Jennifer's a great example. Talk to us about, the event that you guys have coming up.
So it's July 22nd in honor of Mario, the day we lost Mario. We partnered again, very grateful, partnered again with the Marine Corps Association Foundation.
They like you.
I like them. I'm very grateful. Very grateful for the work that they do. And Mario was a member for years. Right. I'm now a member. And the thing was, they were very mindful of my situation when we connected to do this event. And it wasn't just about, you know, oh, here, you know, we're raising money for Gold Star families. They really wanted to understand what it was like, and they wanted to do it right, and asked the right questions, and were very respectful to my situation. And so I was just very, very pleased and honored to work with them. But so we're doing, it's Sugar Bear's Memorial Run, and we call it a run, but it's actually anything you want to do. It's hiking, biking, walking, whatever. hopefully 9 miles, 9 miles for 9 years, but it's virtual, so you can do it anywhere, any place.
Oh, all so I can do it when I get up in the morning and hop on my treadmill or get on my bike?
Exactly.
Oh, yep, that's awesome.
Idea. Yes, and so it's $25 to register. We split the profits evenly between us and the Marine Corps Association. So you're helping Marines, you're helping Gold Star families. And then if you're in the San Diego area, on July 27th, we're going to do an after party at Urge Gastro Pub. And so all you have to do is, once you register, forward us your registration, and then you will get into the after party, and we've got free appetizers and stuff like that. And so come down and help us remember Mario and celebrate his life. And just really easy, really simple. All the information is on our website. You can register right there, and then there's the email address where you can send your registration if you'd like to come to the after party.
All right, so tell me, give me the web address.
Website, okay. www.thesugarbearfoundation.org.
Thesugarbearfoundation.org.
.org, yes.
Okay, and I go there, and there's a link that will take me to how I register?
Yes.
And then do I, so do I have to validate? I'm talking about cheating on your, how do I report my progress?
They have a whole, there's a whole other page it will take you to. I mean, honestly, you can just post a picture with the hashtag SugarBears Memorial Run, and we're going to assume that you did your 9 miles, whether you,
Oh, good. I could lie about it.
Yes, because I'm sure you're honest, and I'm sure you'll be doing the 9 miles. I have no doubt there. But if you did actually want to, log in your miles, there is a whole other link that the Marine Corps Association, if you just go to that registration page on our page, it will take you to that, and you can actually, be a real stud and lodge your miles in and all of that.
Wow. Okay. Well, no, that's good.
It's
that's
simple.
Good.
It's
that's
very
good.
Simple. It's only $25. Really easy. And like I said, if you're in the area, you can then come to the after party and we'll provide appetizers and I think a good evening. Urge is always a great
place. Last one I went to, you sponsored. It was pretty good. So I'm a fan.
Yeah, good food, good beverages, yeah.
Now, really, the Sugar Bear Foundation, is just this me, or is it a trend that the Sugar Bear Foundation is not afraid to sponsor social events?
No, we're not. No, right, because you came to the one for the Modern Day Marine Expo.
Right.
That was when you were here in February, yes. So we're working with them as well. Alex Hetherington, he flew with Mario. They were really good friends, and he's been really played just a pivotal role in helping to get us out there and asking me to come and speak at the expos, which has been wonderful. So, again, just very, very fortunate for those connections and the people Mario served with that are still helping our family, both personally and professionally.
How about that? I will try to get there. And
Thank you.
It's a good time. And then talk to us. So with this money, what do you guys do, Jennifer?
We are trying to launch some new programs. I talked about the educational components and the career components, and we have some things that we're working on there, but we are trying to launch some financial initiatives because one of the areas, especially that the spouses and the children are in need of, is financial assistance. The benefits that we get are rank-based, and we already know that our military is not paid enough. And the vast majority of our Gold Star spouses are young. I'm sort of a rarity in that Mario was an 05. He was killed as an 05. But even still, it's definitely it's a burden financially. There is insurance money and that type of thing, but that's really meant to be put away for long-term use. And so we're trying to focus in on ways to provide, to assist these spouses with their financial needs. And so we're trying to implement a grants program for that, for any emergencies that arise, such as the roof needing repairs, car breaks down, you know, the kids need braces. As we all know, TRICARE doesn't always cover everything. So a lot of these challenges add up, especially financially. And as you know, as we've talked before with your program, this can affect the mental health, the state of the mental health, especially for the single parent who is now doing everything and is in charge of everything. And so if you're having financial issues, then, you know, that just adds to it. And so these families shouldn't have to deal with that. And so we're trying to relieve some of that burden and create that easier path for them and take away some of those stressors. And so that's one of the areas that we are working on, is we're trying to put together a grants program to be able to assist them financially. And that's been a goal of ours now for about a year.
Got it. All right. So then the way this is going to work is that you go to the website, thesugarbearfoundation.org, and you'll see, you click on events.
Go to our news and events page, and you click on the events, and then it takes you right there. It's a Sugar Bear Memorial Run and After Party, and all the information is there, and there's a link to register.
Got it. Okay, and then I register, and then when do I actually confirm?
As soon as you get it, you just forward it to our admin. It's just admin@thesugarbearfoundation.org. And that's on the page, too. That information's there. So once you get that registration, you just forward it to us, and then we put you on the guest list.
Okay, so, and you're supposed to do 9 miles. And so even, yeah, even if you don't want to do it, you can say that you did it and contribute. Or you could say, I did 0 miles, but I'd like to contribute anyway and contribute. Yes?
Absolutely.
We
will not hold it against you.
You will not, sorry, you had to do the 9 miles. You won't be that person?
No, not at all.
All right.
You could drive maybe 9 miles to get to Urge.
There you go. I drove 9 miles or... I simulated, you know, covering 9 miles on Google Earth today. How about that?
It works.
All that works. All right. Well, Jennifer, first of all, thanks for coming on and doing this, and want to wish you all the best of luck as the Sugar Bear Foundation evolves and does more things. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you, likewise, and what you're doing. And I will be at MCRD.
I'll send you the times and
thank you, and
I would love to. Like I said, you are a great example about what I go and talk about. And again, sometimes life gets very, very black, and I think it's incumbent upon those who get through the blackness and find better places to turn around and teach other people, and then also not be afraid. And you hear some people tell you that, you know, I don't like to lay my stuff on other people, and I say, no, you have to.
You have to. Especially if you know that you can help. If you know that you're going to lift that burden from them, you should want to. You should absolutely want to.
But some people, you know, some people are a little bit leery or nervous about doing it. And I say, look, all you got to do is say, hey, can I talk to you? And if you just tell them just the basic truths about what it is to live with this stuff, you will ease their pain. And in that easing of other people's pain is a transformation that we experience. And it changes your life. When I started Allmarine Radio, I never thought it would become what it's become. My goal was to raise awareness about, you know, post-combat related mental health. And what it's turned into now is this growing national crusade that talks to anybody using the lessons our culture's learned that has to deal with trauma and how they can live great lives, how they can live absolutely positively great lives after trauma comes into their lives. And that is not...
It's evolved organically because there was a need.
Right.
That's why there was an interest and there was a need.
Right.
And that's when you know you're doing something right. You're on the right track.
Right. I know. And I have women that are fans that say, hey, Mac, you need to be on Phil Donahue. Like, what are you talking about? Like, no. He has people all the time on that aren't nearly as compelling as the story that you tell and what you're saying. I'm like, right. Well, you need to call the producers. Oh, trust me, I will. Because let me tell you, Jennifer, and you've lived it, so you'll know this, but when I talk about post-traumatic winning, the one group that gets it faster than any other group are spouses.
Yeah.
Because they've been the shock absorber for years.
Yes.
For years.
Yes.
And they sit there, and at first they think it's a trick. This is a trick, right? Because the Marine Corps would never say stuff like that. And then when I say, you have to talk about your stuff, whatever it is, you have to talk about it. And the first person you should speak to is your spouse. And believe me, right. She can know what's happened to you. And then at that point they say, okay, stop. We don't know who you are, but this is a trick because nobody says that. Okay. Is it the truth or not? Yes, it's the truth.
You're right.
But nobody says that. I'm like, yeah, okay, then. You need to get, hey, you women need to get over that, okay? Get over yourselves. And, but it's extremely interesting when I do it for spouses, and there's male and female, but, you know, they're so respectful of, you know, their spouse's experience, and they don't want to intrude. And I say, oh no, you need to intrude. You need to save him or her, because inside of that, they're dying. It's miserable. Yeah. They're lonely, and they need you there. And they're like, oh, I'll go there then. I'm like, all right, well, good luck.
Yeah.
And it's very cool when you meet them later, and the guy looks at you and says, thank you.
Yes.
She's saving me. And it's just the coolest part. And that experience is the transformational part. And I know Jennifer and I have similar experience to this, I'm sure, is that when – you continually touch people's lives like that, your life is so cool. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah, the feeling that you get in your heart when you touch other people, you know, and you give your own suffering meaning, you know, it's the coolest experience ever.
So. I feel for me, it's made me a better parent and just, you know, better friend, better whatever, because I have, like, sustained happiness and joy in my life now. So even though the foundation for me is, like, it's been time-consuming and it's ongoing and it's never-ending, but it's still bringing me all this happiness, that resonates over to my children, and I think it's creative. So I think it's a similar scenario where, the spouse is having to, you know, do all this work and probably a little bit more, but then the end result is going to be much better than if they hadn't.
What an experience for your kids, though. I mean, out of the, you know, out of the tragedy of losing their dad, all the goodness that they've seen come of it. It's certainly an incredible life lessons on how you can, if you stick to it.
Yeah.
How you can
resiliency.
Right. How you can take bad things and make them great things.
And they've helped, you know, unfortunately, but fortunately learned that at a very young age,
right.
So which I think will serve them well in life.
Right. All right, Jennifer Carrazzo, primary driver of the Sugar Bear Foundation. We're talking about the Sugar Bear Memorial Run today. Happens on July 22nd. There's an event in San Diego that happens on the 27th. And all you got to do is go to the sugarbearfoundation.org website, and all the details are there. Jennifer, thank you very much for the visit.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. That'll do it. Jennifer Carrazzo. The Sugar Bear Foundation, check it out. If you can participate in the run, by all means do. Because the work they do, right? Gold Star work. It's the Lord's work. It's the Lord's work. So anyway, we're going to see. I'm going to see if I can get Dan Lamoth or Jeff Zulowitz to come on. And talk about what do we not understand about this? So somebody fill in the blanks for me. So kind of curious. But if you're just tuning in, the Chief of Naval Operations designate hadn't assumed it, but had already been confirmed last night, withdrew his nomination and will retire because of an email relationship with a commander of the Navy equals lieutenant colonel public affairs officer who was working in, follow me now, the CNO's office, right? And at a Christmas party that he was wearing a costume, did some stuff he should have done. The admiral, the CNO, took almost 8 months to get rid of the dude. And that became a bit of a story. After he got rid of him now, it turns out that the vice CNO maintained some kind of email relationship with him. Well, he was never found guilty. And so, all of us, I mean, people get in trouble in the Marine Corps, and they're banished. But it doesn't mean you cannot communicate with him. So what was the nature of the relationship? Was it professional? Because if it was professional, that's clearly beyond, out of bounds. But if it wasn't, So anyway, we'll see if we can figure out. And I guess much of this has been forced by a Freedom of Information request that USA Today filed. Now, I would have to say that they probably have some inside baseball. They have somebody feeding them information, which is what led to the Freedom of Information Act request. So, interesting stuff, a little bit of Peyton Place at the Pentagon, inside the Department of the Navy. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about that. I'll fill you in. If you don't know what happened, I'll fill you in on that. We'll check the news of the morning. There's a ton of it. Iran violating the conditions of the of its agreement that slowly but surely everyone is leaving. And again, Iran putting pressure on Europe. So we'll talk about that. And then a sensitive issue for Marines, especially Marines of the 1st Marine Division, who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan and who are familiar with memorials that have been, 5th Marines has them up on a hill they call First Sergeant's Hill. And then 1st Marines has them up on the ridgeline. I believe it's called the Horn or Shelf. Nobody knows about them but us, right? And, so they were quote unquote cleaned up. And not a small issue. Not a small issue to the people that care about them. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. More Ball Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it. The one and only All Warrior Radio Network. So on a Monday, we're over and out.